Brandy Farmer is a domestic violence survivor and member of the Utah Domestic Violence Council, the group that compiled the report. She says although the number of domestic violence deaths are down this year, it doesn't make up for the violence that's occurring.
This year seems to be more brutal, more out of control, more intent in doing harm in an intense way. More than other years. There's no excuse for it.
Farmer says these behaviors need to be caught earlier on, rather than dealing with and paying for the consequences.
In other words, let's put more money into prevention. We need to begin in the schools in earlier years for children. So much is being witnessed by children, and then they are acting out as they grow older.
The report shows there were 19 domestic violence-related deaths in 2010, down from 27 in 2009. But Utah has experienced a pattern of rising and falling numbers since 2006, and no one can explain the cause. 11 victims were female, while 8 were male. 14 were deliberate murders, while 3 were perpetrator suicides. Executive Director Judy Kasten Bell says the list evolves as new information is brought to light. She explains that's because the council must decide what deaths are the result of domestic violence, which can be complicated.
But we try and have a list out as closely in January as we can, because we think it's good community information to allow them to talk about that. So maybe when it's time for them to look for resources or help, that they will take some steps and not have the whole situation escalate to the point of violence and even death.
Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill says this pattern means it's an ongoing problem. He says a lot of work needs to be done to break the cycle.
We cannot assume that we can either prosecute or have law enforcement to arrest our way out of this problem. We are basically crisis managers. We often arrive there after the fact, and the sad tragedy is that much of this can be prevented, and much of it must be prevented.
People who died in 2010 as a result of domestic violence ranged from 26 to 80 years old. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.